This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, Wednesday night, so as we normally would do, as I work with the old busy throat, here we are with talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. How are you doing, sir?
Good evening, Bill.
So, are you prepared, sir?
Yes.
Roger and I spoke earlier today, so I've given him a list of things I'd like to talk about. Although I don't know if you saw this or not, I'm breaking this on you. Late breaking news: right. Ackerman McQueen has cut ties with NRA.
Well, that is news to me. I didn't hear that, but I guess it doesn't come as a surprise. There's a lot of bad blood between the company and the NRA, and I think that should bode well for the NRA and, more importantly, for the members of you and I, and I'm sure many of your listeners who are members of the NRA. So let's see if the organization can get back on track and can put all the inside shenanigans behind them and get back to the matter at hand, because there's enough to be done to keep the radical left in this country in check.
Yeah, well, that is without a doubt. Excuse me. I don't know where my voice is gone, but it is not with us right now. So let's take off on the, and I don't remember what the first thing was I told you. What was the first thing I told you?
Well, actually, there were about four topics. I don't know if we'll be able to get to all of them. I
right.
worked diligently on all four of them. But the first one that you had asked me about was about red flag laws, and especially specifically whether these particular legislative policy matters are constitutional. And I have been doing quite a bit of research in that area, but I'd like to put all of that in perspective first. And because when we talk about red flag laws, actually when we talk about any policy that cuts into the right of the people to keep and bear arms, we're basically excising essentially the most critical part of the Bill of Rights. And this all goes to the matter of checks and balances. We know that the government itself is kept in check, or at least that was the idea behind Articles 1, 2, and 3,
right.
The separation of powers doctrine, and the checks and balances inherent in three co-equal branches of government. And, of course, we see constantly attempts, and now with Nadler's and Schiff's attempt to misuse the powers of Congress to intrude on the executive branch. We'll see where that goes. Hopefully Barr in doing the important investigative work that he's doing will be declassified in accordance with Trump's order a number of documents, so we can see just how far the rabbit hole, I guess, extends for in the deep state in the attempt to basically destroy the will of the people. At any rate, that's one thing. Now, let's take as axiomatic, self-evident truth, something that you believe, I believe, Stephen certainly believes, and I'm sure your listeners believe, and that is the Bill of Rights. This is the thing that keeps the federal government and the state governments, too, in check. And among those 10 Bill of Rights, the most important, of course, is the Second Amendment. Not to demean in any sense the importance of the First Amendment, the very fact that I'm on your program right now, that you deign to have me on, and I take that as a definite privilege. If we did not have a First Amendment, that would not come to pass. But what is really important is the Second Amendment. It's really that thing that keeps the government in check and those that would attempt to intrude on the Constitution as designed and implemented by our founders in their divine wisdom. And what we have is a definite attempt to destroy the Second Amendment for the very reason that the radical left, both in this country and in Europe, as we're seeing, does not believe in government ruling through the consent of the governed, that is, through the people. Yes, we talk a good game about democracy and the rule of law, but they don't mean any of it. And as a result, we see that the first order of business is to the extent that they can, to make inroads on the Second Amendment. Well, obviously, the EU has been able to go as far as it can, though, as a result of the fact that there is no Second Amendment. There's no country in Europe, with the possible exception of Switzerland, that would indicate that people can keep them bare arms. And even Switzerland, that's really something that is given by the right of, well, through government, realizing the importance of the public and it's a homogenous society. But we're the only nation on the face of the earth that it's clear that the right, as a divine right, exists in the public itself. And it is for that very reason that the radical left, if they're going to control and really try to take over the reins of each branch of government, it must constrict as much as possible the Second Amendment. And in that respect, I know we're coming up to the break. Do I have a couple more minutes or?
You have one. Well, so you actually have 30 seconds. So.
All right. Well,
ahead.
I can let me say this much. When the radical left chooses to constrain the Second Amendment, there's three basic methods. One, to expand the domain of prohibited firearms, expand the domain of individuals prohibited to have them, and then make the procedures for owning, possessing, and using firearms as most oppressive as they possibly can for those that the government cannot readily deny owning or possessing illegally firearms. And it's really the red flag laws kit in expanding the domain of individuals who are prohibited to have them. And we can get into that in the next segment.
There you go. You call that one like a pro. I'm just going to quit talking from here on out. ArmlessQuarrel.com. That's where most of what Roger, well, that's where everything that Roger writes starts, and then it heads to Amiland and then the truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bye now. Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. The home of the binary trigger, the home of Reformation, and the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. Do you need to continue on where you were going, or are we on and off to the next place?
Well, I was going to go directly to the red flag issue, but there was something that I heard on TV the other night when I was watching first, as I do on a regular basis, Tucker Carlson and then Sean Hannity and then Laura Ingraham. And they were all talking pretty much about what had been taking place in Europe. And Laura Ingraham in particular said, well, people were asking, well, why talk about Europe? Is that really important? And she said it really is, because it shows exactly what is taking place that could have an impact over here. And the fact that Trump represents a return to the idea inherent in the importance of a nation state as a sovereign, independent entity whose laws are not subordinated to any other person or group of people or a nation or group of nations. And it's defined by a specific language, by a common currency, by a definite heritage and history that is unique. And that is certainly true for the nations of Europe, but there's an attempt to cut into it. Actually, as I had pointed out, the EU was designed as an economic union. The whole idea was that nation states, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Greece, their political order, their social order, their culture, their history would remain intact. And it was only the idea of allowing the citizens of each country to cross national lines easily in pursuit of economic interests that that the EU would supposedly have create a better economic environment for every country without touching the political or social or cultural impetuses of those countries. And actually, that hasn't come to pass. But what has come to pass is the fact that the European Commission, the European Parliament, the European Court, the very fact that we talk about these three things, that's where the real power lies. And there was something that I saw in Tucker Carlson that was so bizarre, and yet it was so blatant in the assertion, and yet so clear that you would wonder that basically the people that are attempting to place a stranglehold on all of Europe would have the gall to say this. And it has to do with the current head of the European Commission, a guy by the name of Juncker, and Jean-Claude Juncker. And civil libertarians in this country, one of them, Jonathan Turley, he's a libertarian. Well, I don't know if he's a libertarian. He's a liberal, but he is a civil libertarian, a civil. Yeah, I think that would be the best way to put it when it comes to our Constitution and the force of law. At any rate, he quoted from Jean-Claude Juncker, who had been interviewed on CNN. And this guy said that these populist nationalists, stupid nationalists, they are in love with their own country. And that was a very bizarre thing, you would think, for a person to say. Now, obviously, he was upset because the nationalist spirit, the populace in those countries of Europe, had basically won quite a few seats and are taking control of the European Parliament. And so he's very concerned about that. Well, obviously, we know that this can very well happen here, and this is precisely what the radical left would like to do, and they take their marching orders as much from Europe as the European countries do. And we could see it. The very fact that this attack on Trump is really an attack on the concept of going back to our basic principles, as reflected in the Bill of Rights, as reflected in the Constitution, as interpreted, understood by the founders. And the one thing that the European Union doesn't have to worry about, but they have to worry about here, which is why we hear so much from Kamala Harris and Swalwell and others about how it's important to really do away with the Second Amendment. And the red flag law was a device that was basically set up as another policy move in order to constrain the Second Amendment, using as a pretext the mass shootings that had occurred in Newtown, Connecticut, and in Parkland, Florida. And, of course, those were the pretext. All right. So I know we're coming up to the break, but let's deal with this notion of red flag law. What is a red flag law? The term is really that's a political term. The way that the term is actually used in the laws of the states that have them is extreme risk protection order, or words to that effect. And that really comes close to and best to say what these things really are, because what extreme risk protection orders are this. They give the court a right to seize weapons, but they can only do so if there's a legitimate serious threat or harm that has occurred. And that is really the thing that we have to consider. What is a legitimate serious threat or harm?
Well, let me get you to hold on that. I'll let you tell that when we get back. We've got about 10 seconds. ArbalistQuarrel.com. That's where Roger's at. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is reacting to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's public comments made on Wednesday while addressing the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco. Pelosi says regarding President Trump, she's not ruled out impeachment.
Nothing is off the table, but we do want to make such a compelling case, such an ironclad case, that even the Republican Senate, which at the time seems to be not a, an objective jury, will be convinced of the path that we have to take as a country.
Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parsons responds to a lawsuit filed by Planned Parenthood over the license renewal of the organization's only Missouri abortion clinic.
Planned Parenthood has been reluctant to cooperate with health department officials, including withholding access to interviews of abortion docs.
This is USA Radio News.
Is your dad a Trump supporter? It's Father's Day, and whether you love him or hate him, Donald Trump is our 45th president and is making history in our lifetime. Noble Gold has the perfect gift for dad, a minted exclusive collector's piece, the Trump Freedom Coin. One side depicts an image of Donald J. Trump, while the other side lists all his major achievements. At less than $40 for each silver coin, this makes a perfect gift for dads as well as grads. This commemorative limited edition 1 ounce silver coin is the only presidential Trump coin made up of 99.9% silver, not silver plated. And IRA approved. As the price of silver rises, so will the value of these coins. These silver coins, priced at less than $40, are a perfect gift for anyone. Act now. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. That's TrumpCoin2020.com. It's the perfect gift for your dad, the presidential Trump coin. Just go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. TrumpCoin2020.com, code 2020.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Roger Katz as we are going along here. Where are we going now, sir?
All right. So I think we should continue on our discussion of just what these things are, these emergency protection orders.
Yes, sir.
That allow basically basically the suspension of the Constitution. And the thing is this, what does the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment of the Constitution say? Well, the Fifth Amendment, which is a check on abuse by the federal government, says in part, no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. And then the 14th Amendment, which was specifically enacted to apply to the state, says, in part, in the first section, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction equal protection of the laws. Well, they're both similar in a couple of respects as far as liberty and property without due process of law. The Fifth Amendment talks about private property. The 14th Amendment does not. The 14th Amendment talks about privileges and immunities and also the equal protection of laws. But basically, what they both are saying is that, look, people have a certain right to be left alone, and they have a definite interest upon which the state would have to have an overriding basis to intrude on one's life, liberty, or property, okay? Obviously, if a person's going to take the life of another without a justifiable cause, then that person in the most extreme circumstances may forfeit his own life, or otherwise certainly his liberty with a lengthy stay in prison. And also for loss of property, if an individual misused or broke the law and obtained property illegally. In any event, when we deal with these red flag laws, these extreme risk protection orders, we're dealing with something that by its very nature impinges and infringes the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment. Why do I say that? The key is without due process of law. All of these red flag laws, and there's various there's variations. I believe at the moment there's about 14 states. There may be more that have them. And New York has perhaps the most draconian of it because the, most of the states that do have them limit the individuals that can make use of them. They limit the use to the police themselves, who would be aware of an individual that could be a possible danger to himself or others, and also family members. So we're talking about protection from individuals that may create a danger, a spousal abuse problem, a danger to society as a whole, for example, in the schools, that kind of thing. The problem is that they are ex parte. What does that mean? It means that on one statement alone, another individual's liberty and property can be taken, at least temporarily, without apparent due process of law. But the court will say that because the state has such a tremendous interest in protecting human life, that it is it's necessary, perhaps at a particular juncture and very quickly, to take action, even though in normal circumstances, a person would have to have what? Their day in court, they would have a right to counsel, they would have a right to hear evidence against them, they would have a right to confront their accuser. All those types of protections would be put on hold, supposedly for the benefit of the state and for the individuals. Of course, as we know, all of these laws are misused. In fact, the whole purpose of them has very little to do with any interest in protecting an individual's liberty or property. It has everything to do with destroying it. And we run into that problem in another respect when we're dealing very specifically with property. Because when you're dealing with the Second Amendment, you're dealing with a property right that, unlike a automobile or a refrigerator or a stove or a vacuum cleaner, is something that is very specifically stated as a fundamental right of an individual. And yet it's the one that paradoxically we see suffering the most abuse and constraints by government and by those who deign and presume arrogantly to take action on behalf of the very people that you would think that they would respect, but of course they don't. So what you have are instances where a court is saying, all right, I'll take it on notice that this individual is a threat to, let's say, a domestic spouse or to the school, to the other students, to the community in general, or perhaps even to himself. Perhaps he's suicidal because someone says so. And I will take that on notice at face value, I being the court. And, oh, he has a firearm, but we're going to take that away from him. And what's more, we're going to put him into a temporary involuntary commitment for a period of time. Now, the problem is that you're doing two things. You're taking that individual's liberty, and you're taking that person's property, and ostensibly you're doing it with new parameters of due process that are really not due process at all. And that's the thing that's very, very frightening. And yet we're going to be seeing more of that. And obviously, I suppose what's even more frightening is the fact that you've got a state that can get away with this thing. Too many people in our society are all too willing to suspend our rule of law and our system of laws.
Let me get you all right there. I want to hear what you have to say about that, simply because I've never thought of about suspending the rule of law. So I want to hear what you have to say about that. ArbalistQuarrel.com, that's where Roger writes. Then from there it goes out and it goes to Amoland.com. And then from there, it goes out to truthaboutguns.com. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't give my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm talking to Roger Katz as I try to maintain my throat. Just not working. Anyway, I'm glad you're talking, so please, if you would, if you want to continue on with where you were going or go to the next subject, feel free.
We could talk about the rule of law for a moment, and we could go on to the next subject. Basically, we hear the Democrats and the radical left in the party constantly talking about rule of law and democracy and the Constitution and constitutional crisis, and they throw out these expressions as if we know exactly what they mean and what it is that these people mean by using them. Now, there are all sorts of treatises written on the concept of rule of law, but in its essence, it's basically a system by which a nation is governed. We look at our form of government. We look at the Constitution. We look at our case law. And we say, basically, that's our rule of law. We adhere to that system and that jurisprudence that we established, or we are not a country at all. And yet we find, more often than not, that it tends to be an elusive, and I use that the term I, elusive, as well as a, elusive, to indicate that people have their own idea about what it is. Because it is an abstract notion, that's very easy for politicians to basically slither all around the meeting and say, oh, yes, we adhere to the rule of law, when in fact they really don't, and they don't intend to. And I think that the unfortunate thing is that we see the courts doing much the same thing. Certainly, as far as the Second Amendment goes, that the rule of law would dictate that, well, the Supreme Court in the Heller case and then in McDonald applying the Heller rulings to the state made it very clear that the right to keep and bear arms is an individual right, that an individual has a right to have a handgun in the house for their self-defense and have it readily available. And accepting that laws can be put in place to regulate, it must be within certain constraints, because we have to look at the core of the infringement of any specific state or federal enactment that would tend to place a restriction on gun ownership and possession. And, of course, we see with the red flag laws as just another avenue of a way of expanding the domain of individuals that may be prohibited by law, by rule of law, by ex parte procedure, when the courts are and the legislatures that are inventing these things. And just imagine if we have a federal red flag law. It just becomes a misuse of the very system that the founders put in place. And I think with that, we could probably go to the next subject, if you wish.
Yeah, we got a few minutes.
We've got a few minutes, okay. Yes, and I think what we ought to talk about, which I find pretty well, I was going to talk about the Supreme Court transport case, but I think something that's a little more interesting would be Kamala Harris. Everyone loves Kamala Harris, right?
He's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes, he is definitely the gift that keeps on giving. And, okay, let me see here, where she had a statement not too long ago, I think it was this month, and she's, you know, campaigning, and she's made it very clear that, once she is president of the United States, God forbid, she is going to apparently, through executive order, she is going to make it impossible, illegal, for guns, assault guns, as she puts it, assault weapons, whatever that term means, however she wants to define it, from being imported into the United States, all right? And it's an odd thing for her to say anything like that, because actually we already have laws in place that very specifically control what firearms are imported into the United States, who can import them, and the circumstances related to the importing of firearms. And it goes back to the Gun Control Act of 1968. And what bothers me about Kamala Harris, and actually what bothers me about all of these people, from Buttigieg to Gillibrand to Swalwell, you know, these people are supposed to be oh so bright and sharp and so concerned about the rule of law, right? And in the case of several of them, certainly Swalwell and Gillibrand and Kamala Harris, these are people with legal training. They're attorneys. I think all three of them served as prosecutors or district attorneys, so they should know very well procedures, legal procedures, the law, the Constitution, and yet they tend to spout whatever it is that they think will be something that their public wants to hear. Instead of educating the public and saying, well, you know, I don't think that individuals in this country should have certain kinds of firearms that I think it's not appropriate anymore. Yes, I realize there's a Second Amendment issue. I will therefore work with Congress to see what I can do to restrain the possession of these firearms. I don't like any of that, but at least they would be stating things that are within the realm, possibly, of the role of Congress. And Congress can say, oh, well, yeah, maybe certain types of firearms should not be held, possessed and owned by individuals. Well, actually, it's already the case, unfortunately, at least with machine guns. Those are very stringently regulated. They're not illegal, but they are stringently regulated. And the same is true, I believe, with so-called sawed-off shotguns. And Scalia had talked about that a little bit. But the problem is that these people spout something that is absolutely false. And they spout it because they think that that is what their base wants to hear. And instead of telling them, well, you know, I'm not going to tell you always what you want to hear, but really what you have to hear. And we do have a constitution, and it's worked for over 200 years. And if we're going to toy around with it, that we better have a better good reason to do it, and we better.
We're about to run out of time. Run out of time, rather.
Okay.
So, as it is. But Roger will be back next week, and we'll continue on with the examination of all things legal. You can find him at arbalestquarrel.com. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, Bill, as always.
Yes, sir. We got hour number two inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.